talking about was a private club called The Wilderness. It's right down the street. Since it was a private club, they had no signs.
Wow.
It was probably an hour driving around.
So Laurie says, do me a favor. Let's go this way and just keep going. And sure enough, it was 7 miles down the road. We got off of work. We just jumped in the car, ate on the way down there, running all the way down the spring because we wanted to meet these people before they closed the gate. Because the gate was going to close at 10 o'clock. You can't get in and out. Well, what we thought, there was another entrance that left open all the time. We didn't know that at the time. 10 o'clock, they closed that gate. She goes, there it is. There's a sign. And we pull on up, place is closed. And all they said was, we'll leave the information outside of our office. Door to your room will be unlocked and the key will be on the table. And I'm telling Lori, there is room for disaster here. We pull up, we see office, our lights shine up on the wall, and there, I'm telling you what, I'm blind as a bat in the dark time, and I could read my name on this thing there. It said they were going to draw a map to our cabin. Big, bold lines. This is your cabin number, so on and so forth. You can't screw this up. So I drove right around. There's the cabin. There's the number. From the driveway, L. Frank, up on the, on the door, porch, yeah. On the porch. Lights are on. I mean, they had everything there but a band. Went in. The place was immaculate.
I think it's really new cabins.
It was a cedar wooden cabin. Had a loft. Three beds in the loft. Big queen bed downstairs. I walked in and the smell of cedar hits me in the face. Anything else would have probably been bad at that point. I went from totally pissed off to just elated. Okay? I mean, just a giant weight came off of my shoulders. And I'm telling you what, we had such a wonderful time from that point on. It was a disaster that turned into ambrosia or whatever you want to call it, because it was, we just picked this place out of the blue.
Hot tub?
Had a hot tub because we turned it on and I go, let's see if it works. And we only had about that much water in it. It sucked the water in and the jet goes boom, shot all the way across the room and hits the wall.
It's, you know, it's a log cabin, so it's like all over this wood.
Wiping it up off the towels and everything. It works, dear. You know, let's get some more water in this thing.
Well, we need to take off.
Holy mackerel. It's midnight. I must tell you, though, I had a lot of fun. Appreciate you asking us. Well, I just like the camaraderie. I like the people that I meet, and you're one of them.
That's all I have for you from St. Louis right now. Coming up is an interview with another geocaching couple. Then, audio from the 2007 Slagafall Picnic, which includes random interviews and audio from the activities. This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.